Jesus, you are warning us. May your words move our hearts to action. Amen. So today I sought the Lord about the eclipse. Lord, please speak your heart to me for your bride. And what's this about the eclipse? Jesus began, there will be signs in the heavens, the sun, moon, and stars. You already know this. That's true, that's Matthew 24. It is a sign of my coming, Claire. Another warning to this generation to get it right. Yes, this should be announced and brought forward during these times. Prayers are lagging behind, Claire. Not just with you, but with everyone. Life goes on. School, work, eating, drinking, marrying, and engagements. Just as I said it would. But the Son of Man will come at a time none expect. My people, you are not taking this time seriously enough. I am in great need of your dedicated prayers in this very hour. Yes, you have prayed. Yes, you are praying. Do so even more. I have great needs you know not of. Vigils, fastings, and serious prayers are needed at this time. Yes, the Divine Mercy Chaplet will be very effective in turning the Father's heart to giving more time, more grace, and more mercy. I am not telling you to put your lives on a total hold, but I am asking you to forego entertainment and eating out in favor of serious prayer for your nation and the world. If I told you in this moment what is moving forward and being prepared for you, your family, and your nation, you would fall to the floor on the spot. Nuclear annihilation is not all. There are diseases that can be released. Painful diseases no one can stop. Diseases there are no cures for other than to watch your children and family members die a slow and painful death. Looting, rioting, and all sorts of insurrections are planned. The evil ones excel in digging up the most heinous crimes against humanity to get their own way. Your president is doing everything he can to stop these plans, but your nation is sitting on top of a very powerful underground government that is prepared to do anything, any crime, against humanity to get their own way. I will stop this if you will pray. Not just pray, but pray hard, travail, fast, beg for mercy. The evil ones are blind to the fact that they are being manipulated by intelligences far advanced from their own, which are plotting the complete destruction of this earth and mankind. You can stop it. Yes, little you. You can stop it by your passionate prayers. If you can't connect with that passion to live and see your children live, you have only to ask me and I will anoint you for it. I tell you the truth, on that day it breaks forth, you will beat your breasts that you did not pray harder. My people, now is the time of favor. Pray with all you have that this be stopped indefinitely and the enemy be defeated by their own plans. I have ways, ways beyond their resources to put a halt to their evil agendas, but these ways must be fueled by your prayers. That the kingdom of God on earth be glorified and the kingdom of darkness suffer the worst defeat. You do not have to wait to see the lava flow and search out these hidden cities. Yes, I have ways to defeat the enemy, but your prayers are needed to bring them about. There is tremendous volcanic unrest at this time. This is by design, because I can harness it to do great damage to the enemy. There is no way to stop me, except if my people do not pray. I do not wish for any to die, but my heart is heavy laden over the evil men plan to do to the innocents, and with your prayers I will bring certain plans to a halt. Also, the volcanic unrest has to do with the increase of souls thrown into hell. My people, it is tragic that some are dying and going to this place I created only for fallen angels. It is tragic that lust, pornography, drugs, and violence are a lifestyle leading straight to hell. These are the forces that are filling hell, and I need your prayers for the innocent who become captives and slaves to these forces. Yes, this is a time needing great prayer. My bride, I need you. Fill heaven with your prayers. Stand with me against the encroaching darkness before it covers your land beyond remedy. Yes, I need your prayers. The Divine Mercy Chaplet, tongues, and prayers from the heart. Do not allow anyone to forbid you to pray in tongues. Rather, lift up your hearts to my Spirit and call upon Him to intercede. Then give utterance to His prayers. Do you understand? He does not pray as man prays. His prayers are perfect prayers. As He flows through you, wellsprings of living water ascend to the throne to set the captives free, to foil the plans of the enemy, to prepare even your hearts and the hearts of your unsaved loved ones to receive me. Wellsprings of living water flow out from you to fertilize and water the land. That's why Satan hates tongues and has done so much to make people ashamed and cast slurs against it. Since the beginning of my church, Satan, through man's insecurities and dependence on the approval of flesh and blood, the enemy has all but destroyed much of what was given to you by perverting its meaning or raising up others who go too far and give a bad example. I gave you tongues to liberate you from yourselves and your finite minds, that you might have my mind, my heart, my thoughts. But many, through the opinion of frail flesh, have shunned this gift. Please do not be among my servants as one who casts a slur on me. Did I not send my ambassador to tell you, I speak with tongues more than you all? That's 1 Corinthians 14:2. For he who speaks in tongue does not speak to men but to God. Indeed, no one understands him. He utters mysteries in the Spirit. That's 1 Corinthians 14:18. And these mysteries may very well result in a frustration of man's plans to do evil. He who speaks in tongues speaks to God himself, and great prayer is answered in this way. I long for you to have my mind, but how shall this ever be accomplished if you refuse to give utterance to my Spirit? Great secrets and wisdom are released into your consciousness when you pray to the Father in tongues. There is a great ignorance of spiritual matters, and especially the ways of darkness, because tongues are suppressed. Enough said. Pray from the heart. If your heart is void of passion, ask, and it shall be given. Offer a small fast, yet the more you give, the more you will receive. Do not look down upon anyone, and honor leaders of the church, for in this way respect is done to me, since I have appointed them. Indeed, honor all my commandments, and your prayers will be heard. Go now, my dear ones, and apply yourselves to intercession until this hour of opportunity for the enemy has passed.